This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Anyway, where was I? What the heck was I talking about? Oh, we just got on, so I wasn't talking about anything. Head up on a website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Also, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If you've ever heard the show, you know ramblings is a common thing I do around here. But you can head up to there, or at Amazon.com, you can buy it there as well. If you buy it at my website, therealside.com, I will go ahead and sign it for you, if that's what you want. If you don't want it signed, just get it from Amazon. You'll get it faster. Seriously. It takes me forever to get around to doing it. All my life, and I'm an old guy, but all my life, I've been hearing about these conspiracy theories on killing President Kennedy, the assassination of who did it, who was involved, who ordered it, how it went down. Yeah, and I am one of those guys that doesn't believe that Oswald did it alone. I just don't know how. I mean, ballistic experts of today, you know, I'm not going to go through the whole thing with you, but There are many, many, many experts today saying, no. There's no way that bullet did what they say it did. And you would have to be one real high-end expert, marksman, sharpshooter, whatever, to pull that shot off. So an ex-Secret Service agent, okay, where did that go? It was sitting right there. Gotta hate it. That's why I hate computers so much. On his deathbed. Did I send that to you already?
Nope.
Of course I didn't. That would have been way too easy.
Yep, and smart.
Yeah. Okay, well, you really had to bring that into it?
You want me to find it for you?
No, I'm going to find it because, you know what, they get it. They've been here with me before. They know what I'm like. The wackoid that I am. Oh, there it is, right there. No, it took off again. It hates me. Yeah, if you could find it. The actually conservative agent that said to Kennedy that he was part of the Kennedy assassination. You got it? You mean out there yet? Which I find amazing, because again, you hear this stuff all the time. And I don't like to deal with it because I never know what's true about it, what's not. And I'm not in it like everybody else is, so not much I can do about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now,
I'm... I sent this to you. It's going in the chat room link, but
yeah.
Yeah, enough.
Well, the website could be. But here's the thing. We see that this happens a lot. On their deathbeds, they talk about what they did as part of the assassination of Kennedy. And when you read this stuff, you sit there and you go, you can't say, okay, I know it's true. Because I don't know what these people are talking about half the time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, that's the guy. And she's right. You know, we don't know how much this is true, but you read this in other places. You read it all over the place. And some of you I know enjoy this kind of stuff. I'm not saying I do. I'm not even saying I believe this, okay? But I've got plenty of friends that are deep, and they've read 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 books. One guy in particular is fascinated by this that we know, and he's read over 60 books on the assassination of Kennedy. So a CIA agent confesses on his deathbed that he was part of an assassination team for killing John Kennedy. The deathbed confession, the audio tape in which former CIA agent, Martygate conspirator E. Howard Hunt admits he was approached to be part of the CIA assassination team to kill John Kennedy. Right? St. John Hunt, son of St. John Hunt. Really? Son of E. Howard Hunt appeared on a nationally syndicated Coast to Coast live radio. Oh, it's from Coast to Coast. Forget about it. I'm just kidding. Hunt said that his father had mailed the cassette tape to him alone in January of 2004 and asked that it be released after his death. The tape was originally 20 minutes long, but was edited down to 4.5 minutes for the broadcast. Hunt names numerous individuals with both direct and indirect CIA connections as having played a role in the assassination of Kennedy, while describing himself as a bench warmer in the plot. John Hunt agreed that the use of his term indicates that Hunt was willing to play a larger role if the conspiracy had been required. Hunt alleges on the tape that the vice president, Lyndon Johnson, was involved. It's funny you should say that because his Lyndon Johnson's girlfriend, I know they all had girlfriends at the time, just really freaky. But, Lyndon Johnson's girlfriend at the time, on her deathbed, or pretty darn close to it, claimed that Johnson took a phone call the day before in their hotel room. He took it in the bedroom as she was out in the other part of the hotel room. And she said that when he came out of the bedroom, he said, well, we won't have to worry about that blankety-blank after tomorrow. She also went on to talk about how much Lyndon Johnson hated John Kennedy. And again, I'm not saying this happened, but I think you're going to see more and more of these. More and more of these old guys that are going on, passing on, and want to get this stuff off their chest. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We will be back in just a couple of minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-219-6607 and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-219-6607. That's 800-219-6607. Again, 800-219-6607.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And be part of the conversation. Seriously. You know, I'm not kidding. Well, you hop up on the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and be part of that conversation. Or you can go up to Facebook. We have the listen live, watch live, and talk live, and all that, whatever they got going on up there, too, as well. So that should help you. But do get involved in the conversation. I know this I can't stand all the stuff going on here, but on the screen in front of me. It makes me nuts. Because I can't keep, biggest reason is I can't keep up with it. All right, let's have some fun tonight, all right? I want to make you nuts this evening. So all the little social stuff that's been sent my way, we're going to start dealing with it. So Little Cocky Illegal, who cast five votes in 2016, was sentenced to 8 years. Her lawyer... You ready for this one? Her lawyer is blaming Trump for the harsh jail sentence. So apparently now Trump's going to, you know, he's going to be he's going to be tagged for everything from the common cold, just like Bush was. And you know that book I keep talking about, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy? Yeah, I call it out in there. The Democrats, most Democrats on the hard left, I don't, whatever you want to call them, they will not take responsibility. They're responsible for nothing. The only stuff they want credit for is the good stuff. Anything that's problematic, anything that isn't perceived by the public as being a good thing for the community, that was Bush's fault. That's a Republican's fault. Now it's going to be Trump's fault. And everything that goes wrong from this point on is going to be Trump's fault. You guys realize this is an all-out war, right? I mean, when you got internal people, and you just heard in the first hour, we played that piece by Maxine Waters, where she talked about 4 years ago of ex-President Obama putting together a database and a whole team on the inside. Right? A force to be reckoned with. That's how much he loves this country. No, it's not because he believes Trump is bad. No, they want control, constant control. I've been saying it for years. They don't want equality. They don't want the right thing for you. They want control, period. Because they're smarter than you. They're better than you. They know what's better for you. Now, this, obviously, the headline's a little off here. But, you know, when it comes to the immigration system, right, the system that allowed Rosa Ortega, an illegal Mexican alien, first to take advantage of the laws, right, she was able to come in here. She got away with all kinds of stuff because, you know, from a political correct standpoint, nobody wants to call any of them on the carpet. Nobody. Ortega, who brazenly registered to vote in the state of Texas in five different cities, was allowed to illegally cast her vote in the five different polling places. Now, that in and of itself should make you nuts. However, here's the kicker. Her license, which has been a non-citizen to acquire. I mean, think about this. They get licenses. You can't tell. I mean, if you look at these licenses online, they're supposed to be distinctly different than a regular license for a non-citizen. Now, when I was a kid, when I was in my late teens, early 20s, they had what was called an international driver's license. You could go down to AAA and get them. You could get them plenty of places. And they checked out your regular license, and then they gave you an international driver's license, which allowed you to drive in that state, whatever, what have you, based on the fact that you had a valid driver's license at home, and it worked as a valid ID. Well, apparently, we don't have to do that anymore. Just all you got to do is show up and say, my name is, you know, Jose Messina, and I drove here, so obviously I drive properly. You know, they take you around the block once or twice, and you get the license. End of discussion. Matter of fact, most of them aren't even licenses, they're IDs. And in California, you can't tell the difference between a California driver's license, a California ID, and a non-documented, illegal non-citizen. So even though this person had a driver's license, or a non-driver's license, an identification card, that had a box that was checked off that said that she was a non-citizen, the idiot, the polls let her vote. Not once, not twice, but five times. Either they were an idiot, or they didn't care. They don't care about our laws, or maybe the polls were all manned by illegal citizens.
Did she have to show ID?
What's that?
Did she have to show ID?
Well, in Texas, I think you did. At one point, you did. I don't know if you still do. Now, of course, once the incident went public, those in charge of the state's elective process all closed ranks behind one another in condemning Ortega, who was sentenced to 8 years in prison. However, her attorney lamented her sentence was harsh, and when she's through serving her sentence, she will be deported back to Mexico. which is exactly how it's supposed to work. However, what about those state workers? The ones that are supposed to, we trust to keep us safe. What about them? Do they get anything? And then you get the state officials that actually issue the driver's licenses to these illegals. Is there any, you know, maybe it has to have a big red border around it. With a sticker that says danger or something, I don't know. Right, so it's so important. You know, the people who died for our I don't know, security, for our safety, for our freedoms. You think they died for this? You think we have people who went to war? You think they died for this? To make sure that people without IDs, people who were here illegally, people who were here breaking the law, could vote. So the votes don't count. There's no sanctity to the vote. But who else is responsible for this? Yeah, she did the wrong thing. She deserves to be a president, and then she deserves to be deported. Right? Come on. You serious? There were approximately 11 million illegal immigrants in the U.S. in 2014. You know, accounting for about 3.5% of the nation's population. And, you know, I heard a number recently that should be scary to you. That over 30% of the population was Hispanic. And that it was going to hit 50 or 60% by the year 2025 or somewhere along there. Now, are those legal immigrants? Or are they illegal immigrants? Are they people who came here to make America stronger? To be part of the American dream? Or to turn us into Mexico North? Which one is it, I wonder? I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and please be part of the conversation, seriously. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Again, there is a lot happening up there. You can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, up there as well. You know, I have so many of these crazy stories that you guys send me. And I like them. Believe it or not, I like them. I'm good with it. I hate when I do this. I'm so tired of hearing how illegals who vote really don't change the election. That voter fraud is not a big deal. And when you think about it across the country, how many smaller areas where votes have been, you know, somebody's lost by 17 votes, 15 votes, 25 votes? Seriously. All of a sudden that would make a difference, wouldn't it? If you had 300 votes in an area that were cast by illegals, or dead people for that matter, that would make a difference, wouldn't it? So even though this woman voted illegally five times. She got 8 years for voting illegally five times. She still knew what she was doing. She knew what she was doing was wrong. She didn't have a right to vote. And those people in the voting booth, are they there? Is it aiding and abetting at that point? So do I think Trump and others are right about voter fraud? Yes. Do I think it's 3 million? I don't know. I don't have a number. I know for some of the organizations that you know, we have on the show and do business with, what was it? We've seen hundreds of thousands at least across the country that were proven to be false, phony. Now, there were approximately 11.1 million illegal immigrants in the U.S. in 2014. Now, that's accounting for about 3.5% of the nation's population. Imagine for a moment come on, think about this. Imagine for a moment if just 10% of those illegal aliens fraudulently voted. That is 1 million illegal ballots cast across the country in a presidential election. You know, I don't get this. And now you have a Republican Congress who could take this up and crank down some of these laws. You know, crank it down so that you don't get these things. Look at the people that man the polls. How many times, man, my wife and I do the absentee thing, but we go to the poll if we're going to be in town. And they don't even know what to do with them. They don't know how to handle an absentee voter who actually comes in to vote. All right. Come on, tonight's going to be social craziness night. School teachers, I love these terms. There's a school that teaches Z and Zer without permission from mom and dad. They didn't send them home. Now, some of you are going, Z-Zer, what the heck is that? Oh, these are just two of tens and tens and tens of terms that they want you to call each other instead of him and her. They've changed all of these things. Now, in Indiana, parents are furious at eighth graders at Lincoln Junior High School were exposed to classroom lessons on sexual orientation, gender expression, and gender identity issues without, which is what they love to do. They always love to ask for forgiveness as opposed to permission because they know what's going to happen. There was nothing sent home to the parents going, hey, this is what we're going to be teaching. I hope you're okay with it. If not, you can opt out. They wouldn't do that. The 12-year-olds were required to watch a video titled LGBTQ, Understanding Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity. They were also required to answer a questionnaire with all sorts of probing questions. Let me say that again. The 12-year-olds were required to watch a video titled LGBTQ, Understanding Sexual Orientation and Gender Identities. I wonder, you think they would have, you should make that LGBTQH, right? What is that? Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning, and heterosexual.
We don't count.
We don't count?
No.
Like white people, right?
That's for everything but the H.
Well, if they're going to teach sexual orientation and gender identity, shouldn't they teach heterosexuality too? Shouldn't they teach male and female as well? I know. Never works. Among the questions, all right, get your pencils and paper out. Oh, listen, if you're dumb, you might as well get enlightened here, right? Among the questions, what is sexual orientation? What is gender? And at what age do kids start being exposed to gender stereotypes? Gender stereotypes? Now, in the questions, you can see what they're trying to do. Some of you say it's no big deal, but I want you to think about it. I want you to think about what they're trying to do. What is an LGBTQ ally? I wonder what they think an LGBTQ enemy is.
Yeah. That'd be us.
Yes, I get that. What is gender expression? What's it mean by coming out? I don't know, I came out as a Republican. My family was not happy. Name at least three resources that you can use to support, that you can use to support you if you come out. And what does GSA stand for, and what does it do? What are two things you could do to show support for the LGBTQ community? Nowhere do I see anything in there is, how do you stop bullying of people as a whole? How do you stop bullying of kids? How does everybody get fair and equal access? Everybody. Health is in Massachusetts again. Plymouth School Superintendent Dan Tyree defended the one-day lesson and said they haven't received a single complaint.
Really?
Schools have been concerned about harassment and bullying over sexual orientation and gender identity since President Obama's directive on Title IX last year. He said the first-year teacher who conducted the class did not follow policy regarding how to address a controversial subject. This was not part of the curriculum. It doesn't directly address the state standard, but it is a nationwide standard for the eighth grade. Really? Where? So teaching 12-year-olds about gender expression is a national education standard. Let's forget math and science. Forget reading and history. Kids don't have to know how we became a country. Kids don't have to know about our Judeo-Christian roots, but they sure as heck have to know what LGBTQ stands for. Yeah, I can see how that makes sense. You know, if that is in fact true, then Education Secretary Betsy DeVos needs to abolish that standard immediately. I learned about the lesson from Monica Boyer, the president of the Indiana Liberty Coalition. She told several reporters that several angry parents had reached out to her with copies of the lesson and the video. The video turned my stomach, she told me. It's nothing less than indoctrination. This has nothing to do with the health class. It's purely political. To be clear, the video was not graphic. She was more disturbed by the tone and the tenor of the content. You know, California has a, I think it's called a Healthy Kids Act. It's actually a law now. So the schools are supposed to be teaching about the different sexual orientations. Yes, in junior high and high school. And I think I've talked about this before. So, you know, they are all over the place. And they have several videos that they force you to play for the kids. The young men and women, excuse me. Now, the video that I wasn't upset by it, but I was trying to put it together. Trying to understand how it fit into sexual orientation. And it was a short video of two white guys that were married. Obviously a gay couple, same-sex couple. And they had adopted a black man, a black boy, and raised him. And he was becoming a very famous or a very good football player. And I'm still sitting here trying to figure out, what does that have to do with sexual health? Two white guys raising this poor black boy so he could become a football player and make all kinds of money. There's nothing stereotyped about that, is there? Why not a doctor? Why not a lawyer? Why not a carpenter? Yeah. Anyway, I'm Joe with Senior Host, just on the real side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
That guy is thin as a pencil. The one that sings that low part, isn't he? Like a little. Those are your buddies. The My Baby's American Made. Who does that? You don't know? They're from your neck of the woods. They're from Georgia. They're not your neighbors. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. The Oak Ridge Boys, there you go. I knew you knew that. You just didn't know you knew it. Somebody sent me a note, says the... Isn't it interesting how the FBI director, the Dems are going nuts. I'll finish the other thing in a minute. But the Dems are going nuts because under the FBI director, Comey, went before both houses of Congress and Dems. He talked about, they were mortified that he wouldn't criticize President Trump on the tapping claims at the Trump Tower. Instead, he kept saying it needs to be investigated. Now, what's the media going to do with that? I mean, if he knew for a fact from his in his, he could have said, hey, my department did nothing. We didn't do anything. I don't know of anybody who did. That doesn't mean that the other guys didn't, but we didn't do anything. And the media's been out there telling people that the FBI did do it. But you don't find them anywhere to be found now, right? I mean, they're not saying anything now, are they? I mean, I heard, who's that nut job on MSNBC? I know there's plenty of them, but Rachel Maddow. And did you see, they put up a picture. Did you see the picture of her they put up in high school? I guess she had blonde hair. Longer blonde hair. But you know how some people have that look like there's really something wrong with them? She had that look then. She was like, you know, you probably would have walked up to her. You saw her from behind. She turned around to say something. You were going to ask her to go to the prom. And you go, so where's the gym? Seriously. She looked like something. Yeah, anyway. I mean, she was pretty looking, but she looked like one of those that might end up in one of those movies. You know, one of the whack movies. What?
If you get a little deeper, I'm
going to
go get you a shovel. You
going to get me a shovel? No, she could be like a Scary Movie 7 or something like that. I mean, you know. Anyway, all right. Yeah, I'll get off of that one. And then we did a story. Did we do that story in the first hour about the woman, the one that you sent me about the woman whose daughter was told to write about being a Muslim for a day, a Muslim teenager?
Yes.
Yeah, that was not just scary. That was just wrong. And the thing that bothers me about that a lot too, being on the school board myself. I'm always checking the history books. I'm always checking the social, social studies books to see what we're teaching the kids, what we have in there, what are we talking about, what are we telling them about, you know. And by the way, the other night, were you the one that showed me the? No, one of our listeners sent it to me. Showed me the lights in Australia. That there was an outcry. By the gender neutral fools, and now the traffic lights, traffic lights around town, you know, the walk, don't walk, and some have a picture of a hand with numbers, some have a picture of a guy. Well, they were upset that there were only pictures of guys, and they wanted it to be more gender inclusive. So now they have pictures of guys and girls and somebody with a dress, and I guess if you put somebody in a dress, it could be either or, right? I said, why don't you just do a stick figure? What's the difference? Seriously, that's not male or female. It's just a stick figure. Yeah, what do I know? So anyway, the woman, we talked about a woman, I think it was in the first hour. And her daughter was sent home with an assignment. And she had to write an essay on being a Muslim teenager for the day, for a day. I said, it would have been easy for me. I would have wrote, I don't know. I'm not a Muslim. Never have been. Tammy went on to say, well, you could write what your day was about. I said, yeah, you can go on and say, but here's what my day was about. Go ahead and mark me wrong. So the woman was so infuriated, the mother was, that she went and met with the school principal, about the assignment. And she says, I was able to speak to the principal. And at first she was a little on the stance of the curriculum and how it's approved by the state. I stayed calm and pointed out that the law of separation of religion and state. She agreed, but wanted to point out that the book... We'll talk about the Christian Crusade. I counter that it will not go into depth of how Christianity was created. Jesus Christ, the disciples, the Ten Commandments, the Holy Bible, and so on. It will not go into depth as it has with Islam and the pillars. Allah, Muhammad, Sharia, and so on. She went on to say, I also explained that the life of a Muslim girl is not depicted in the curriculum except for the type of clothing they wear. And through my daughter's research, she discovered that all the horrible things that Muslim women teens are exposed to and how they treat women. She says, the result of my meeting? She will be excused from the Islamic teaching and will be allowed to leave the room and not participate during the unit. She will opt out, much like sex education. Yes, sex education is taught. This should not affect her grade, although the teacher will have the final say about her grades. So for now, the tiny step was made as a battle against the curriculum. But, you know, here's the deal, which you guys don't understand. By simply making it that she can opt out, she didn't fix the problem with the other religions. She didn't fix the mindset. And I'm not, you know, God bless that woman for going in there and fighting. Don't get me wrong. but you've got, you know, 38 of the kids plus in that class. Oh, class S. And how does that fix the equality? Because they like that word so much. How does it fix the equality of everybody understanding, getting to know the Christian religion, the Jewish religion, the Buddhists? If the emphasis and more time is spent on Muslims, where's the equality in that? Where's the fairness in that, for that matter? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. The, you know, we've been, no, I'm not going to do that one. We've been saying and talking about how the, did I finish that one? I didn't finish the ZZI one, did I?
Yeah. Sure,
yeah, whatever. All right. I know. I mean, but I'm having fun doing it too.
Yeah, pick a topic.
Here, pick up what?
Topic.
Okay. How about this? Why don't I let Thomas pick a topic from Utah? Thomas from Utah, thanks for joining us tonight. Hey. So, got a comment? Question?
Muslims, the Islam, is allowed to... Oh, thank you very much, Joe.
What happened?
I was very intrigued by the fact that you were discussing the Christianity and the Muslim...
if you turn down your radio, you probably it'd be easier for you to talk.
Yeah, that's very messing with me, yeah. You're right. Yeah, my point is that Islam is forced on children today in elementary school all the way up to middle school. Actually, 20 years ago when I was going through school, I was taught on the pillars of Islam, yet Christianity is banned. There's so many laws against allowing you to pray or having 10 commandments on any kind of government property, or, you know, even saying the word Jesus Christ in a school hallway will get you expelled or give you problems. Yet Islam, the five pillars, and all the junk that goes with it is taught and fed, and it's the degradation of American society. And
it's interesting, though, where are the fighters for the freedom of religion? Why aren't we, the generic you, into these school boards, electing the right people? So if you truly want equality, if you're a religious equality freak, then why aren't you out there truly looking at these books and making sure fair and equal time is given to all religions? Where are our parents, our warriors?
Well, unfortunately for my case, my boy, he has graduated 5 years ago, and he had a fairly good education at home, and where I live, Islam was not pushed as hard. But I think now parents are a little bit weak. Parents are a little bit beaten down because the school system has so much power over what the kids learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very hard. And people are tired. I think some people are tired of the fight, or they feel weird if they try to fight the system or push the system. Don't feel weird. You're fighting for your kids.
There's too many people pushing back. You know, you're a crazy person if you want to stand up for the Constitution. You're a crazy person if you want any kind of morality in this country that it doesn't come from European or Eastern Front. You're a crazy person if you have any sort of, I don't know.
Thomas,
morality, I guess, is the best word I could use.
Hey, Thomas, thanks for calling in. I appreciate your time with me. We're at the top of the hour. We got to go. Thanks for calling again. Keep listening. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more craziness coming up in the third hour. Please, don't go far. We'll be right back.